Greetings again. It's Pastor Bob with your daily respite. Amen. And it's Monday. It's Labor of Love Day in the United States of America. All the followers of Jesus take our secular holidays and we transform them into their fulfillment of the spirit of the holiday, which means not Labor Day, but Labor of Love Day. Amen. So celebrate it. Share some love with somebody. Be intentional about it. Amen. Hey, it's our 29th episode on this September 6th. And if it's Monday, it's Sarah Young bringing us Jesus Calling, enjoying peace in His presence. And that's just what we intend to do today. Sarah Young's devotionals consists of first a devotional where it's Jesus speaking to us. Sarah Young writing with the voice of Jesus. And then we have three scripture texts, excerpts. And then we'll read again the devotion from Jesus. So that's how Mondays go with Sarah Young. So let's put on our listening ears, stick them on your heart, open up your mind, ask God to speak to you in these next few minutes. Amen. And listen for God's voice as we hear today's devotion from Sarah Young, September 5th, Jesus Calling. He says this, "Do everything in dependence on me. Do everything in dependence on me. The desire to act independently, apart from me, springs from the root of pride. Self-sufficiency is subtle, insinuating its way into your thoughts and actions without you realizing it. But apart from me, you can do nothing. That is, nothing of eternal value. My deepest desire for you is that you learn to depend on me in every situation. And I move heaven and earth to accomplish this purpose. But you must collaborate with me in this training. Teaching you would be simple if I negated your free will or overwhelmed you with my power. However, I love you too much to withdraw the godlike privilege I bestowed on you as my image bearer. Use your freedom wisely by relying on me constantly. Thus, you enjoy my presence and my peace." Words of Scripture now, first from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 5. John 15, verse 5. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a person remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." from the Apostle Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. This is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. And from the book of Genesis, amen. We've been spending a little time there. This is chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. And now let's hear one more time from Sarah Young's Jesus Calling. Jesus is calling to you and saying, "Do everything in dependence on me. The desire you have to act independently, apart from me, springs from the root of pride. Self-sufficiency is subtle, insinuating its way into your thoughts and actions without you realizing it. But apart from me, you can do nothing. That is, nothing of eternal value. My deepest desire for you is that you learn to depend on me in every situation. I move heaven and earth to accomplish this purpose, but you must collaborate with me in this training. Teaching you would be simple if I negated your free will and overwhelmed you with my power. However, I love you too much to withdraw the godlike privilege I bestowed on you as my image bearer. So use your freedom wisely by relying on me constantly. Thus you enjoy my presence and my peace." In Jesus' name, amen.